Sandy Cosell. Episcopalians have voted to allow religious weddings for same-sex couples just days after the Supreme Court legalized gay marriage nationwide. The church is known for electing the first openly gay Episcopal bishop in 2003. Local and regional authorities say they haven't ruled out any potential causes in a fire that destroyed a black church in Greeleyville, South Carolina. But a federal official says preliminary indications show the blaze was not arson. The Reverend John Taylor says Mount Zion AME Church will go on despite the fire.
We will rise again. Our dreams are not lost. They're not dead. These things happen. But Christ is still in charge.
The flap over the Confederate flag has led to reruns of The Dukes of Hazzard being shelved. AP correspondent Jamie Fryer reports.
TV Land is confirming the 1980s action comedy is getting yanked from the schedule. The Duke's bright orange Dodge Charger, the General Lee, has the stars and bars painted on the roof.
Although authorities say there's no specific threat, police around the country will be on alert over the 4th of July weekend. FBI Special Agent Douglas Price says there's always the risk of a lone wolf terrorist act.
In today's environment, you know, you can have some person in their mom's basement on a computer becoming radicalized and never have to go anywhere, never leave their house. And that's the challenge for us in law enforcement, is that type of person.
The Coast Guard in Manila says a ferry in the central Philippines has capsized with 173 people on board. A rescue is underway. Authorities in Arizona questioned a person of interest Wednesday night in the case of a Phoenix area couple missing for more than a week. Authorities say Michael Correccia and his wife Tina haven't been seen since they left home June 22nd. This is AP Radio News. Another shark attack in North Carolina, the seventh in a record-breaking year of shark attacks for that state's coastal waters.
There was an attack off Ocracoke Island, which is an island near the Outer Banks, right off the coast of North Carolina, and a man was attacked and bitten on his hip, on his rib cage, his lower leg, and both hands.
AP correspondent Emily Masters reports the 68-year-old said he was bitten repeatedly as he tried to fight off the shark in waist-deep water about 30 feet offshore. Water use in drought-stricken California plunged by record levels in May. Governor Jerry Brown's administration calls that proof that cities can hit steep summer conservation targets that many have blasted as unfair. Little practice for his new CBS talk show slot in the fall. Stephen Colbert temporarily took over a public access TV show in Michigan in an episode that featured rapper Eminem. I'm Sandy Cosell, AP Radio News.